John chapter 13, verse 31 says this, "Now is the Son of Man glorified." You notice that Jesus refers to himself as the Son of Man. This title is used 12 times in the Gospel of John, 11 of those times being on the lips of Jesus. This was his favorite way to describe himself, as the Son of Man. But as we've studied previously, the title Son of Man is taken from Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Listen to what it says there. "And behold, with the clouds of heaven there came one like a Son of Man. And he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed." So this Son of Man in Daniel chapter 7 is given authority and power, and his kingdom would not be destroyed. But here in John 13, we have Jesus saying that he, as the Son of Man, is about to be lifted up on a cross and die. So how does that glorify or reveal Jesus as the Son of Man? How can he be the Son of Man with all the dominion and an everlasting kingdom if he's crucified? Here's the answer. Because the gospel, the redemption story, is not made up of the cross alone. Yes, there's extreme power and authority in the death of Christ, no doubt. No one takes Jesus' life from him. He lays it down willingly and voluntarily. But that's not all. The full power and authority and dominion of Jesus is seen in his ability to die and his authority to demand his own life from the dead. Every king, every ruler, every world leader, dictator, military general, every commander, all of those have only conquered each other. But none of them have been powerful or authoritative enough to conquer the kingdom of death and the devil. But Jesus has. This is the significance of the cross and the resurrection. When you pray today, please remember Rigoberto Jimenez and his family, our missionaries in El Salvador. And also remember the FIPA LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.